This portion of the show has been sponsored by Private Internet Access, America's number one virtual private network, or VPN. Even if you use incognito mode, internet service providers is storing your browser data and many times even selling it. But Private Internet Access, or PIA, can help you. PIA encrypts and reroutes your internet traffic through one of its own servers, hiding your data from your internet service provider or network admin. And with servers in over 75 countries, you can get unrestricted access to geo-blocked content from around the world. PIA comes with easy-to-use apps and browsers extension for all devices, a rock-solid privacy policy, open source security, advanced customization settings, and it was just ranked the fastest VPN in the world by PC Magazine. And if you sign up right now with PIA, you can take advantage of a special deal only for Safety FM listeners. Only by using the following link, you can get the digital privacy for less than $2 a month. Yes, you did hear me correctly. Less than $2 a month and an extra 4 months for free. So that means for only $1.98 a month and 83% off, you can get this service for you right now. That's so much more inexpensive than virtually every other VPN on the market. And if you get it right now, you can take PIA's 30-day risk-free challenge. You can try it out for 30 days, see if you like it, and if not, just return it for a full refund. So just go to safetyfm.com/VPN. That's safetyfm.com/VPN to try out the best VPN on the planet completely risk-free. Now remember, safetyfm.com/VPN.
This show is brought to you by Safety FM. It begins in Orlando, Florida, and travels steadily to the west, beaming across North America and planet Earth, and into your head. The world of safety never stops. And now, the Safety FM podcast and broadcast with Dr. Jay Allen.
Well, hello and welcome to another fantastic episode of the Jay Allen Show. I don't know if I should say that it's fantastic because the episode hasn't happened yet. And yeah, I guess that's the other part. You know, it's like me turning around and saying thank you to coming into this award-winning podcast that hasn't won a damn thing. But, you know, it sounds good. But that's what people say. Or, you know, the People's Choice Award for the podcast award that I have to self-nominate to be able to get into, you know, that kind of stuff. You know, that's just not what we do around here. We talk about a little bit about everything because, you know, why wouldn't we do so? Anyway, so let's talk real quick this week about some things that are going on inside of the world. And have you ever sat in a meeting and you had somebody that was able to quote verbatim some statue that was inside of some book that you read and you just can't remember it whatsoever? And not that those things are super important, but they're kind of cool to do. You know what I'm saying? I'm sure you've done a couple of those or seen a couple of those at least, even though I'm kind of a big proponent that you could probably pull it up just on Google or some version of AI, but that's not important. Let's talk today about the science of memory improving and memory and retention, because I think that's going to be kind of important. So do you ever remember where you parked your car or you need help remembering the name of the actor from last night's movie? Don't worry, you're not alone. As it turns out, our brains can sometimes be unreliable with memories, just kind of the way that it goes. Luckily, a whole new field of neuroscience is dedicated to figuring out how our brains work the way that they do and how we can improve our memory skills. So from the fascinating intricacies of our brain functions to the latest memory boosting techniques, the science of memory is a never ending source of fascination and discovery. So sit back, grab a pen and paper, and get ready to learn all the brain worldy memories that we can talk about. The great thing about this Because with this being a podcast and you being on a podcatcher, you can just click the rewind button or go back and forth and take a listen to some of your favorite stuff that we're going to discuss. So what is memory? Maybe we should start off from there. Memory is the brain's way of storing information and experience so that we can access them later. It allows us to remember people's faces, learn new things, and recall past events. It is vital function to the brain that allows us to learn, grow, and interact with the world around us. So maybe you might sit here for a moment and go, how do memories form? Well, memories are formed through encoding, which essentially involves transforming information into a form that brain can store and retrieve later. When we experience something new, like hearing a song or meeting someone for the first time, our brains encode the sensory information by creating a new connection between the neurons. These connections form in a kind of a memory trace that can be activated later when we try to recall the experience. The strength of these connections depends on various factors such as frequency, which we use to retrieve it. The complex process, but it allows us to create a rich and varied mental world filled with representation of our experience. So let's talk about the types of memories that are out there. There's several types of memories that can be identified, including sensory memory, short-term memory, long-term memory. Sensory memories is responsible for briefly holding sensory information, such as a sight, a sound, or a concise moment of time. Short-term memory, also known as working memory, holds information in our consciousness for a brief period so we can use it at that moment. And long-term memory is for when we can stores information over an extended period of time that can be further divided into two subtypes. Explicit and derivative memory is concise, recallable information such as the facts of personal experiences. And implicit or procedural memory refers to the skills or knowledge that have been, unconsciously acquired. So what are factors that are affecting memory? Well, we can talk a little bit about those because that's going to be important. You have probably noticed that the way you store and recall memories is different every single time. This is because neurons factors the effect that is a complicated process that lets explore some of the most important ones, as they are kind of in that frontal lobe. So let's talk about sleep for a moment. So sleep is essential for memory consolidation as it allows the brain to strengthen and integrate newly formed memories. During sleep, the brain replays and enhances the neural connections associated with recently learned information, thus solidifying the memories. Sleep is also thought to facilitate the transfer of memory into parts of the brain for long-term storage. Getting sufficient sleep is especially needed after learning new information and will aid the memory of retention and recall. Let's talk real quick about stress and anxiety because that's going to be an important factor into this whole thing. So it is no surprise that stress and anxiety can significantly impact memory. When we experience stress or anxiety, the body's natural response is to release hormones as cortisol, which can negatively affect memory. These hormones can interfere with encoding new information, making it more difficult to remember new facts or experiences. Over time, chronic stress and anxiety can even lead to changes in the brain that impair memory function. Let's talk about physical activity. Physical activity has been shown to have positive effect on memory function. Exercise enhances blood flow and oxygen to the brain, which can help maintain and grow new neural connections. It is also indirectly affects other factors such as sleep and emotion, which will already have been established just as crucial for good memories. Even light exercise such as walking can positively affect memory. So what can we do to improve memory? Maintaining good memory such as functions is vital for all aspects of our lives. Several simple strategies can help you improve and maintain your memory over time. First, it's essential to maintain a healthy lifestyle that includes regular exercise, a balanced diet, and sufficient sleep. Eating a diet rich in fruits, vegetables, whole grains, and healthy fats, such as those found in nuts, fish, can also be supportive of cognitive health. And of course, we already have mentioned, remember that getting enough sleep is crucial to memory consolidation. Another effective strategy is to practice memory exercise such as memory games and mental activities that challenge your brain. Such exercises can help improve neural connections and promote cognitive flexibility. Other helpful tips include staying organized and focus on tasks, which can help reduce stress and increase connection. Finally, it can be helpful to reduce distractions such as multitasking or excessive screen time. I know I had to say it at some points, which can interfere with the concentration and memory. Taking breaks and spending time in nature, practicing mindfulness can also be effective ways to reduce stress and improve focus. So if I can give you some final thoughts here, so there you have it. It's a crash course in the science of memory, whether you're trying to remember where you left your keys or memorize a speech for a presentation, or tips that can help you make the most of your mental power. So keep your mind sharp, stay focused, and remember to have a little bit of fun along the way. There's all kinds of different things that you can do with your memory, and that's going to be a crucial part to what we have going on. Not sometimes, but all the time. Anyways, I have been your safety manager and host, Jay Allen. And until next time, be safe.
The views and opinions expressed on this podcast are those of the host and its guest and do not necessarily reflect the official policy or position of the company. Examples of analysis discussed within this podcast are only examples. They should not be utilized in the real world as the only solution available, as they are based only on very limited and dated open source information. Assumptions made within this analysis are not reflective of the position of the company. No part of this podcast may be reproduced, stored in a retrieval system, or transmitted in any form or by any means, mechanical, electronic, recording, or otherwise, without prior written permission of the creator of the podcast, Jay Allen.
Have you ever wanted to start live streaming and were not sure how to do it? You can start live streaming up to 40 social media platforms all at one time, for as little as nada. It's going to cost you your time. That is what it's going to cost. You can pre-record. You can live stream. You can do a multitude of things. To find out more information, all you have to do is go to safetyfm.com/one. That's safetyfm.com/one.